Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Thank you for tuning in. We are here Thursday night, broadcasting live. 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Every weeknight, we're, just chatting things up. I don't even know what else to call it. This is kind of still a new territory for me. I am keeping up the nightly broadcast schedule. Pretty easy to come up with content. There's never-ending amount and supply of things to talk about. From what's going on in the news to issues and just in general, things that have been on my mind and things that need to be put out over the airwaves, archived so you can come back and listen. You can find more information about me on Facebook, The Duke Machado Show. Check it out, like the page. And you can follow me on Twitter at DukeMachado1. Like I said, every weeknight, we hit the airwaves. We take calls, too. So if you're listening and you want to call in and voice your opinion, tonight's episode we're talking about the vote and, how people are brainwashed into thinking that their vote doesn't matter. So if you want to weigh in on this topic, feel free to call in. The guest call-in line is 347-637-1055. That's 347-637-1055. All right, so let me set this up here. Now, we've all done a little bit of outreach, and, we've all talked to people in our block walking and just different things. And in my time, I've run into people, just as I'm sure you have, where you're talking about a candidate, and it's like you're speaking Greek to them. They have no idea there's an election coming up. They don't even know if they're registered to vote. They haven't voted in who knows how long. And, they ultimately hit you with the statement that they're more than likely not going to vote because they think the whole system is rigged. I hear more young people say that than older people, and statistically, it makes sense. It matches up. Young people between the ages of 18 and 30 have a really low percentage of voter turnout compared to people aged 50 to 65. Those people turn out at 65%. So it's pretty easy to see which voice or which demographic is actually making the impact on the vote, the one who's making the impact on policy. And if I'm looking at a chart on the website mic.com, M-I-C.com, and there's a chart that shows the total of non-Hispanic whites. It's funny how you have to say that now. Non-Hispanic whites, blacks, Asians, and Hispanics. And for the most part, in all categories, the young vote, the 18 to 24-year-old voter, is outvoted 3-1 by the 65-plus voter. They're outvoted 2-1 ages 31 to 64. So you combine the 31 to 65 plus or 31 and older, that's pretty large number of people who are dictating the policies. So I always wondered, my response back then used to be when they would say their vote didn't matter, I would say, well, of course it matters. Every vote matters. It all, you have to vote for your local officials. You have to vote for, state and your federal office holders. There's a lot of places from city council races to school board races where a vote matters. But the thing that I notice is they've kind of given up. They've got an attitude where they don't even really care. A lot of them don't even seem to care. They've given up. They've bought into the lie, the propaganda. For a long time we've had these darn radicals, these socialists, hanging out over here, gaining ground, infiltrating at all angles. And they've done a number on our youth. Our youth are probably the most confused generation of all time. They don't know whether they're male, female, transgenders. They don't know how to act. Everything's politically incorrect. It's just a crazy time. And on top of it, they buy into the message that's being promoted that says there's no need to vote. Your vote's not going to matter anyway, so don't waste the effort to cast your vote. Now, who would want to promote that message? See, when I look at it from a perspective like that or a question like that, it's natural for me, and I don't know about everyone else, but to me, I think people who are hiding something, people who have an agenda and they don't want resistance, they don't want people to wake up to the truth of what's happening or to discover what's happening right before them. Because ultimately, they may wake up and realize that they need to do something, and oh, hey, I am one person and I do have one vote, and I can cast this ballot along with my millions of other friends who have been in a slumber. That's what it seems like. Hispanics, blacks, minorities in general. We're just letting everybody else handle things for us. We just want to be quiet. We don't want to cause any trouble, stir up anything. We're not trying to draw any attention to ourselves. Nah, we'll just let those other people handle it. This is politics. We're just normal people trying to provide for our families. I mean, you hear that. You know what I'm talking about. But that is such a horrible example to lead for your family. If you're one of those people who has been trying to convince others that their vote doesn't count only because you're too, I guess, into yourself or, I don't know, lazy, maybe that's just it. You're brainwashed? You think that your vote doesn't matter? So you want to get others to feel the same way so they're cool like you. And before long, you've got an entire civilization of people who are all in agreement, thinking that it's okay, that the vote doesn't matter. That's how we come up with these terms, lemmings. That's how it makes it seem like one person stands and everyone gets in line, and if one person marches off the cliff, everyone else is going to march off the cliff. Well, someone's got to say, no, I'm not going to continue marching off the cliff. Look at all those people down there. They're dead. Instead, I'm going to go in this direction. I'm going to use the one vote that I have, and I'm going to make it count. Let's talk about what it is that we're really worked up about here. You know, when this country was formed, we knew that we had to have representation. We knew what we were dealing with British control. We knew that there was basically tyranny, corruption, favoritism. There was loyalty to the crown. There was hopes and aspirations of appointments and land grants and you name it. Back then, there were few people willing to talk about resisting the British government. But eventually we all know that, you know, we had our revolution. And after the revolution, we're sitting here and we're saying to ourselves, okay, so now we have to govern ourselves. Now we have to know how we're going to do things, who's going to get to vote. And they started laying down legislation. Now, in the beginning, not everyone was able to vote. People truly were not equal at the time. People did not have equal weight in their vote. And we had civil rights movements. We've had voting rights movements, women's suffrage, you name it. There has been, for hundreds of years, continuous battles to make sure that American citizens have the right to vote. Now, why would we go through, why would all of these past generations have sacrificed, many of them died for the cause to vote? If our vote didn't matter, why were they fighting so hard for that right to vote? It's because they knew that they didn't have the right to vote. They knew that certain people could vote and cast a ballot, and maybe they couldn't. So certain people were passing legislation and creating policies, and everyone else had to deal with it. So they said, no, that's not going to work. And so they started to try to equalize things. But we know now that, you know, every citizen has one vote, one man, one vote, or woman. But in 1807, this is interesting, in 1807, women lost the right to vote. So before that, apparently they could vote. But in 1807, they could not vote. And it took 113 years for women to regain the right to vote. So if there's ever any women out there, you know, we're talking about minorities, and I like to talk about Hispanics because I can get away with it. They're not going to call me a racist for talking about things that I know about. But there's a lot of, unfortunately, there's a lot of Hispanic women, young girls, whose heads are nowhere into the future of the country, the politics. They're more interested in just like most young people, hooking up. Wondering about the next election is truly the last thing on their mind. So how many of these young people don't vote are women? Do they realize what a precious right that is? The black community, same thing. The Civil Rights Act, 1866, the 19th Amendment, passed in 1919, all citizens, regardless of gender, could vote. But the idea here is that we have to fight for our right to vote. I'm not trying to sound like Twisted Sister or anything, but we have fought for our right to vote. And to not vote is truly wasting it. I don't understand the logic behind some of that. Well, when we come back, we're going to get into some of that. I've got a couple of articles that I've read that are how can I say it? They're liberal mindset. It's a progressive sort of a website, but it takes you into their psyche and how they somehow try to justify to people that the vote is a lost cause. So we're going to play this mandatory commercial or commercial break, and we'll see you back here on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
One disease, millions of lives permanently disrupted. Today, there are over 5 million Americans living with Alzheimer's disease. But Alzheimer's is taking more than memories. It's taking lives. What few realize is that Alzheimer's kills more people than breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. And Alzheimer's is the only disease in the top 10 causes of death that can't be slowed, stopped, or prevented. From 2000 to 2013, while deaths from other diseases decreased significantly, Alzheimer's deaths increased 71%. But equally disturbing, many living with Alzheimer's say they are not being told their diagnosis. While more than 90% of people with the most common types of cancer say they are told their diagnosis, only 45% of people with Alzheimer's or their caregivers say they are told. The economic toll is staggering, too. In 2015, it will cost the nation $226 billion to care for people with Alzheimer's. By 2030, 72 million baby boomers will reach an age of greater risk. The fact is, everyone's at risk for Alzheimer's, even you. But everyone can help, especially you. We're the Alzheimer's Association, the brains behind saving yours. Join us.
All right. Continuing this conversation here, looks like we have a caller. We're going to get to this caller and bring this person on the line. Just so you know how this works here, I call off the last four digits of your phone number, and then you will be live in the program. So let's go ahead and go to the phones. Caller 333, tell us your name and where you're from.
Yeah, I'm Ed, and I'm from Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, what's on your mind tonight?
I guess you're talking about the fact that our votes really don't matter a whole bunch.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
Actually, our votes do matter when it comes to a trial by jury. And when it really comes to the Bill of Rights and when it comes to, our local levels, they have more of an effect. On a federal level, the federal level is all bought and paid for. I mean, it's just, it's run by the establishment and the media they own and the politicians they own. I don't even know if I trust any of the voting machines, but it does matter, when you're on a trial by jury. One person can, acquit. So it does matter there. That's when the power comes in. On a federal level, it's like, not really. It's just like, there's so many people out there that drink this Trump Kool-Aid. Like, Trump's going to get the Republican nomination. Give me a break. That's never going to happen.
Yeah. I'm not so sure that it can't happen. I'm not going to say that it's impossible. But real quick, I'm getting some feedback on your phone. I don't know if you have something on that line or not. But I do want to keep talking to you.
Yeah. Let me go with off my phone on here. So maybe.
Oh, that's a whole lot better. Well, let me touch up on something. You said that really in the local level, the vote matters more, but in the federal, it doesn't. I'm reading an article here that says that it agrees that most the seven reasons most Americans don't vote, and the top reason is they think their vote won't count. But the reason that they give is because they think, kind of like you're saying, it's all rigged. It's all establishment and the Electoral College gives the votes, gives the votes to the candidates. And so, but in reality, the vote in the state by the individuals determines which candidate gets those electoral votes. So, I mean, it really does matter.
Well, I mean, it matters to the point that if you really had a choice, but like right now, they control the choices that you even vote on the federal level. I mean, especially at the executive branch. I mean, we're not going to get you. I know you might, I don't know your opinion on that, but you have four candidates. The establishment's going to probably give you, it's going to be Hillary, Biden, Rubio, or Bush. So really, just like last election, Romney or Obama, or the election before, McCain or Obama. They already have a control. They own these guys. So why does your vote even matter?
You're voting for
the same side of the coin. They're not going to do it much different.
You're from Florida, so I'm sure you've got a different perspective than someone like myself about Rubio. I'm in Texas, so what's interesting, and I keep hearing this, is people trying to put Rubio in the establishment camp. I've never seen him as an establishment candidate. If anything, I've seen him. Is just the opposite.
Well, his positions on immigration almost mirror his mentor. I mean, he was under Bush the whole time he was in the House and in the Senate and went along with the Bush plan. And, there really isn't much difference there. He's like people that support Trump. I understand why they support Trump. We're worried about all these other places around the world when we got pretty fierce dictators and drug lords right south of us. Miss USA and her whole family were just abducted 3 weeks ago. Nobody knows where they're at. People are getting their heads chopped off in Mexico, wide open, and nobody's doing anything. And we got the most Republicans ever in office,
Republicans are a joke. The whole federal people are starting to wake up. That's why there's more independents now than ever. I mean, it's just the federal government is out of control. It doesn't respond to what people want. Trump's telling them what they want to hear. That's why he's doing good. But he's not doing good enough to win the election. Come on. He got 37% of the vote. Take the 50%.
Who do you think is going to take
back
it?
What's that?
Yeah. Who's going to win the nomination, in your opinion?
Well, I already told you have four choices. You know, it's going to
so
be.
So you think it'll
Rubio
or Bush?
Bush, Hillary, or establishment. They own the executive branch. They've owned it since. Oh, they might not own Kennedy, but they shot him anyway.
So what do you think of Ben Carson?
I think he's a nice guy. You know what? I like his push forwards. He realizes what Americans realize, and he says it. Look, our federal government's 4.1 million employees. You know, when they were making the Constitution, there was only 3.5 million Americans in the entire country. And there's 4.1 million working for the federal government now. Give me a break. But, you know, the Republicans and Democrats both worship at the federal government. They're both owning and both love it. And neither of them are going to cut it. If you're expecting federal government to get cut by Republicans, you never will be since the 20th century started. But especially since
Ben
World War II.
Do you think
like
Ben Carson is the kind of guy who could be bought and paid for?
You know, I don't know if he'd be bought. But the fact of the matter is, there's not much he can do in the federal government. It's already owned. What we need is to work on our states and local governments and take them back and reinitiate states. And we are doing it. There's a lot of states' rights and nullification coming out. Destroy nullification. States already, over 25 states have already said no to the 1937 Federal Marijuana Tax Act. So we don't get enforced to keep the federal law. These idiot federal government people are just, you know, pounding down our throats for the last 50 years. Enough. You know, it's just like the 18th Amendment, they outlawed alcohol. Trials by jurors finally said enough to the 18th Amendment, and they passed the 21st Amendment to repeal it. You know, that's what we got to do. People got to stand up at the local, state level, fight back. Because the federal level is pretty much bottom base. I mean, it's pretty much a bottom base. I don't really see. I mean,
I know.
You tell me you think they're going to get rid of some of these federal programs? You think they're going to get rid of the Homeland Security and the Department of Education and the Department of Energy and the Department of this and the Department of that? 4.1 million employees, 650. Bureaucracies, these bureaucratic beasts that are in there, put in there by both Republicans and Democrats, there's no solution to that other than the people standing up and saying no.
Let me tell you this. Our program is about to come to an end. Ed, I appreciate you calling in and sharing your ideas all the way from Florida. Man, that's great. You're up late tonight. But,
man.
You know, if we don't vote, we never will get someone other than the established candidate. So that's the significance. We have to vote.
You know, I've always voted for libertarian candidates, but you know, they're not going to get that election. I mean, you know, it's the way it is. I mean, if you think that you can get a constitutional marijuana, you know, I hope it happens. But I think we need to take that.
All right.
All right, man. Take care.
Well, we got a call tonight. Thanks for calling in. This is Duke Machado, and you're listening to the Duke Machado Show, weeknights, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are out of here.